shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Up for a vote today, North Carolina lawmakers will decide if a controversial bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks will advance in the Senate. We're looking ahead at what could happen next and how this could impact millions of women.
And our temperatures begin to warm up today. We'll talk about when we reach the 70s and eventually the 80s.
And the Canes are dancing with the Devils in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The statement, last night's performance is setting for this exciting series. Game one, under the belt. Way to get it done, Canes. We also have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday under our belt. So now we're at Thursday. Happy Friday Eve. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, good to have you along here. Swarming. That's what the Hurricanes were, all over the Devils last night. What a way to start that series.
Dominating.
Yes, it was. And we're going to start our day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And we've been dominant with some sunshine this week.
We have. We have more to come over the next couple of days. We continue to watch the weekend. We're going to take a look at that in just a few minutes, but skies are clear. There's a beautiful moon out there if you happen to catch that before sunrise. 47 is our current temperature, so we're still looking at some cool temperatures to begin with, but we begin to see some warmer temperatures in the afternoon this week. 39 right now in Roxborough. It's 44 in Goldsboro, 54 in Fayetteville, 47 in Southern Pines, so it's still jacket weather as you're stepping out the door. Our temperatures will climb to low 60s, mid-60s around lunchtime. We should climb into the low 70s this afternoon. It is not going to be as windy today as it was yesterday, and today we get our first look at the high-resolution models for the weekend. I'll show you Saturdays coming up.
Breaking news overnight. Police believe a car fire in Raleigh early this morning was set on purpose. First responders were at the scene on Craftsman Drive just after 2. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker arrived to find what appears to be an SUV charred. Police say a second car was also badly damaged in the back seat. Investigators say this was arson. No one was hurt.
A bill limiting abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina will go to vote in the state Senate today. It passed the House last night, less than 24 hours after it was introduced. WRAL's Naya Harden is live outside the state legislature, where this bill is moving quickly. Naya.
Yeah, protesters are expected to be out here again this morning. They were out here yesterday, but Republican state lawmakers, they are moving this very fast, on a fast track to get this all done. Senate Bill 20 is expected to pass the Senate after it passed the House Wednesday night in less than 24 hours. Not one Democrat voted for it, and not one Republican voted against it. The 12-week abortion ban would have new exceptions, but also require the pregnant woman take more steps, like look at the ultrasound and more doctor visits. State law currently bans almost all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Cooper has said he will veto the bill, but Republicans could overturn that since they now have a supermajority in the Senate with now GOP Senator Trisha Cotham. She switched parties last month. The vote will be this morning at 10. WRAL will have that live for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Another controversial bill heading to the state Senate today bans gender-affirming medical care for teens under the age of 18, even if their parents consent to that care. The House passed the Youth Health Protection Act last night. It would also block the use of state funds for any gender transition-related medical care. It also revokes the ability of minors to seek medical care without a parent's consent in certain cases, such as if they're pregnant or for help with addictions. Opponents of the legislation were not allowed to speak out against the bill. Our NC Capitol team will be closely monitoring both bills throughout the day. For new developments on where things stand with the abortion bill and the transgender medical ban for youth, head to the WRAL app or visit WRAL.com.
New details are emerging this morning about the suspect at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Atlanta. This is new video showing the moments Deion Patterson was taken into custody after an hours-long manhunt. Investigators say he was caught nearly 11 miles from the scene of the shooting. The U.S. Coast Guard says he served in the military from July 2018, but was discharged this past January. Investigators say Patterson opened fire Wednesday inside a medical building in Midtown Atlanta. One person was killed. Four others are recovering this morning.
Today, the man accused in a deadly crash that killed a father of four in a work zone on I-40 is expected in court. This is a story we had as breaking news all morning long yesterday. 33-year-old C.J. Bryant worked for the S.W. Wooten Company. The DOT hired its crews to complete the I-40 widening project. Troopers say 20-year-old Jason Mercia Guillen was drunk when he drove through the barriers, killing Bryant and crashing into construction equipment Wednesday morning. He then tried to run from the scene. Mercia Guillen is in jail on a $1 million bond for felony death by motor vehicle and other charges.
Your Duke Energy bill will likely be going up. The question is by how much. State utility regulators will meet today to talk about how much the utility should be allowed to raise electricity rates. Last week, Duke Energy announced a partial settlement with the State Utilities Commission's public staff that would reduce the company's original request to raise rates by 16% over the next 3 years. The recalculation of the rate hike has not yet been decided, though. Duke Energy says the largest increase would be the first year of the three-year period. The proposed increase would hike bills about $25 per every 1,000 kilowatt hours.
The FBI hopes newly released images can help them track down and arrest the escaped inmate who is accused of killing a Wake County deputy. Less than 24 hours ago, the agency shared these pictures of Alder Marin Sotelo. The FBI says they were taken just hours before he broke out of a Virginia jail on Sunday. He's believed to be in this Ford Mustang. Federal officials increased a reward to $70,000 for information leading to the recapture of Marin Sotelo. His sister, Adriana, is charged with helping him escape.
There's a traffic alert you'll need to know about this morning before you head out the door. Lane closures are happening at I-85 North, the I-40 split in Orange County. NCDOT is shifting traffic into a new temporary pattern. Starting tonight at 9, the right lane will be closed, and it's expected to reopen tomorrow morning at 5. More overnight closures are expected Friday into Saturday morning. It's all part of a widening project there where crews are constructing a third lane to improve traffic flow and safety.
State lawmakers are blocking the opportunity for student athletes at North Carolina high schools to profit off their name, image, and likeness. The state Senate voted to override the power of the State High School Athletic Association Board of Directors to approve an NIL policy. The move came just hours after the NCHSA Board of Directors voted to allow NILs for high schoolers starting on July 1st. 28 other states allow high school student athletes to enter name, image, and likeness deals.
Disgraced former attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdaugh is back in the spotlight.
What he's now revealing about his family's housekeeper's death.
Plus, it was an electric night at PNC Arena as the Canes hit the ice for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're taking a look at how they matched up against the Devils as they prepare for game two.
And here's a live look outside. Take you to the coast, to Beaufort, and look at that beautiful moon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking warmer temperatures and when we'll start to see it and what our weekend looks like.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, and we're taking a live look at what's happening around the area. Wilson looking nice and calm this morning. We've had breezy conditions the last several days, and it won't be as windy today. But it is chilly, 47 in Wilson, 47 in Durham. It's 54 degrees in Fayetteville. Our skies are mostly clear. Later this afternoon, we may see a few passing clouds, and it could be a quick sprinkle like we saw yesterday. A cool start this morning. Our temperatures will be anywhere from the mid-40s to around 50 as you're heading out the door. That makes for some pretty good running weather, even though it's a little on the cool side, you know. Mid-40s feels pretty good as long as you're really moving around out there. We'll see mid-60s by lunchtime, and we'll climb into the low 70s this afternoon with lots of sun. We have our first peek of the high-resolution models for the weekend. I'll show you Saturday coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. New body camera video from Raleigh police shows officers taking down a man suspected of shooting at passing cars. Police say it happened near Ligon Magnet Middle School on March 27th. The exchange of 13 gunshots between officers and the shooter lasted less than a minute.
Stand by. We've got him here at just AVL canine. Shots fired. Shots fired. Suspect is shooting. Shots fired. Suspect is down. I need EMS 1018.
Investigators say the suspect, Jorge Vega Lezama, died. Police say his bullets hit two civilian cars and two police cars. No officers were hurt.
New details this morning reveal convicted murderer and former attorney Alec Murdoch lied about dogs tripping his housekeeper, which led to her 2018 death. According to recently released court documents, his attorneys say Murdoch invented the story so insurers would pay a settlement. An attorney for Gloria Satterfield's estate responded to this on Twitter. They said insurers investigated the claim thoroughly before they paid on it, and Murdoch's admission is an attempt to get out of paying a $4.3 million judgment.
It's National Day of Prayer today. The U.S. Congress designated this day in 1952, asking people to turn to God in prayer and meditation. It's held each year on the first Thursday in May. President Joe Biden signed a proclamation calling for peace and prosperity across the nation.
Federal Reserve says it still has a long way to go as it works to slow the effects of inflation. The Reserve raised interest rates again yesterday by another quarter point. The rate is now the highest it's been in 16 years. Chairman Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve is committed to doing what it takes to slow the economy and bring down inflation.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
It is the 10th rate hike since the Federal Reserve started its battle against inflation in March of last year.
The Carolina Hurricanes will look to get the job done again tomorrow night in Game 2 against the New Jersey Devils. They won Game 1 last night in dominating fashion to jump out to the lead in their second-round series. WRL's Casey Hintz has a breakdown of how the Canes got it done.
In a few hours, the Canes will gather back here at PNC Arena as they look ahead to Game 2 versus the Devils after a convincing Game 1 win last night. Now, the fellas got the start that they wanted, jumping out to a 2-0 lead after the first period. It was 5-1 before it was all said and done. Now, coming into this one, Rod Brind'Amour said the concern was that whole rest versus rust, but there was no sign of that last night.
We just played well. We fed off the energy in the building, which is always nice, and I think we started in a way that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, and even the second we kind of got away from it, but the way we started really set us up for success.
We were sitting here kind of licking our chops. We hadn't played in 4 or 5 days, so we were fresh and ready to rock.
I was a little bit concerned that maybe the layoff would, I don't know how we were going to respond, but you could see we had a little more legs, and you know, they got going as the game went on, but that's probably what happened there. So you know, credit to the guys, we came ready to go.
Now, Devils head coach Lindy Ruff acknowledged his team coming off of that emotional Game 7 win. Hearing how great they are, he called last night eye-opening. Roddy B said he knows New Jersey will be better in Game 2, and they've got to be ready for that. Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Raleigh.
A breakthrough treatment for Alzheimer's disease is headed to the FDA for approval. Eli Lilly says it plans to submit donanemab for approval next month. The company says the medicine slowed the progression of Alzheimer's in a clinical trial by 35% over an 18-month period of time. The drug triggers the body's immune system to clear plaque away from the brain that is linked to the disease. According to Eli Lilly, about half of the patients saw positive results after 1 year. 72% saw it in 18 months. Some side effects, though, were reported, and 3 people died during the trial.
The Federal Trade Commission says it wants to stop Facebook's owner, Meta, from monetizing your kids' data. The FTC claims Meta is improperly sharing user data with third parties. The agency says Meta violated the terms of a 2020 settlement by giving personal information to other apps. The FTC is giving Meta 30 days to respond to its proposal.
Forgetting your password could soon be a thing of the past, at least for Google accounts. The tech company rolled out support for pass keys. The alternative sign-in method can be used for its apps and websites. Google says this method is easier and more secure.
It is 4:47, and on our Thursday, a cooler start than yesterday, but perhaps we'll get a little warmer on the other end. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRA Severe Weather Center.
It's going to be a nice, mild day for today, especially this afternoon. Right now, we're looking at clear skies. Our current temperature is 47, so it's a chilly start out there this morning. And we'll stay in the 40s all the way until around 8 a.m. We should climb into the mid-60s by lunchtime. So we're still seeing temperatures below normal today, but it's a little milder this afternoon. And the big thing is it won't be quite as windy. We'll see a high this afternoon of 71 in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, and 74 in Fayetteville. So pretty pleasant out there with a good bit of sunshine. And our winds will still be, they're not going to be completely calm, but we'll see winds at 5 to 10 or so this afternoon instead of seeing those gusts up to 30, 35 miles per hour. So things a little more quiet. A big game last night was so much fun. The temperatures look great for tailgating for Friday's game. Out at PNC at 5 o'clock, temperatures will be in the mid-70s. We may see some cloud cover on and off, but it should stay nice and dry and mild, 63 degrees at 10 o'clock when the game is over. For the most part, our highs are going to stay below normal until we get into next week, and then we're going to change our pattern up completely. I was sitting outside yesterday afternoon, and I felt like I needed a coat. It was so chilly out there. Our normal high is 77. We'll see 71 today, 75 Friday. Saturday and Sunday both look like they could bring us at least some showers. It's not likely to rain the entire weekend, but we're going to walk through that in just a second. And then we change the pattern by Monday and Tuesday with much warmer, drier conditions. Here's the system back out to our west that's likely to arrive here on Saturday and Sunday. This high pressure system is going to keep things dry for us in the meantime. We check future cast this morning. We're seeing mainly clear skies. Getting into the afternoon, sort of like yesterday, once we get past lunchtime, there's going to be a little bit of cloud cover that pops up. And there could be an isolated shower, quick little sprinkle. Most of us will not see that, but it's worth a mention as it's popping up here on Futurecast. Friday looks pretty. There's noon on Friday. We'll see some increasing cloud cover in the afternoon, but for the most part, Friday stays nice. Then Saturday, it's our first look at the high-resolution models. The long-range models had started to back off on some of the rain on Saturday, but this is Saturday at 8 a.m. with some rain in the Sandhills. Here's 10 a.m., and by lunchtime, you start to see a little bit of that pressing farther east. We can only get this out to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you can see that it does spread the rain in across most of the viewing area by the afternoon. So we're holding with that forecast. We may tweak that again a little bit as we get to more runs of those computer models. Ham and Yam on Saturday. We're, of course, proud partners of that. Temperature is likely to be in the upper 60s with a chance of showers during the afternoon. Of course, it looks like it may be a little drier for the race on Saturday morning, Race for the Cure. We'll talk more about that forecast coming up. And we could see really warm temperatures next week. Look at that, 87 on Tuesday.
It's good news for Saturday and next week, Elizabeth. Thanks. The housing market remains hot, and new numbers show it is not cooling off anytime soon. What new data reveals this morning about home prices across Wake County?
Plus, former First Lady Michelle Obama launches a new business. How she plans to use it in an effort to help children's health.
Welcome back. A rising mental health crisis among young people is now the focus of a new research program called CHAMP, Child and Adolescent Anxiety and Mood Disorders Program.
The Foundation of Hope started the $5 million campaign in partnership with UNC's Department of Psychiatry. WRL's Ken Smith explains the mission is to save lives.
Luke was my wild child. He was hilarious.
Terry Barber's son Luke was diagnosed with ADHD in second grade.
They said, yes, he's got, ADHD, but do you also realize that his anxiety is through the roof? We never saw it. We didn't think it was a big deal, really.
Luke was one of a rising number of children and teens facing anxiety and mood disorders. His struggles ended with him taking his own life.
Every week at the Foundation of Hope office, we receive phone calls from parents who are absolutely desperate to find help for their children.
Shelley Yerbelk, executive director of the Foundation of Hope, is part of the same family behind the annual Thad and Alice Year Walk for Hope. Now they have added the CHAMP research program with the help of UNC Psychiatry. They hope to curb the rising tide of tragic deaths among youth.
And over the course of the pandemic, according to the CDC, the prevalence has increased 3 to 4 times.
UNC Samantha Meltzer Brody says families living in rural parts of the state are less likely to receive expert help. A new strategy is needed.
So telemedicine, telehealth, virtual care is uniquely suited to the delivery of mental health and behavioral health. And that's allowing us to reach people across great distances.
Donations help advance new research to help children at risk.
Bring them into schools, into communities, into pediatric primary care offices.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Danielle Rubinoff says parents play a vital role.
Planning, regular meal times with your child, regular time that you're just spending one-on-one.
Strong, healthy families and saving children's lives. That's the goal.
if we can get ahead of this, if we can use our talents and find the research and develop the research, we can really turn the tide.
Ken Smith, WREL News.
The 35th annual Walk for Hope will take place October 8th.
New this morning, former First Lady Michelle Obama launches a healthy food and drink company for kids. It is called Plezi Nutrition. She says the company is designed to provide better food options for parents and children. Mrs. Obama says the juices contain 75% less sugar than an average 100% fruit juices. Children's nutrition has been a key focus for Mrs. Obama since serving in the White House alongside her husband, former President Barack Obama.
The median price of real estate in Wake County went up more than $14,000 in April. Right now, the median price is $459,000, up from $445,500 in March. The Wake County Register of Deeds says changes in the core market tend to impact the median price. The amount of lending activity was down 13% from last month.
A bill limiting abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina will go to vote today in the Senate. Up next, a closer look at why this bill is moving so quickly towards becoming law.
And the suspect at the center of America's latest mass shooting, now in custody. New video of the moments Atlanta authorities captured the gunman just ahead.
Plus, actor Jamie Foxx shares his gratitude for all the love as he recovers from a medical emergency.